You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combinations of your hosts: Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy. Let's get nerdy indeed!
Woo!
Can I get a Mike McDaniels?
Head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, Jack Bucknell couldn't be with us today. Special guest Mike McDaniels.
Cool, man. He's been running, making plays all day.
Yeah, I've been trying. You got the PDR X's and O's going on here.
Ordering up plays.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
We're going to air it out on this podcast. Tyreek Hill ain't got nothing on me.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's do a laugh for Alex. Back
on. Oh, here's to Alex.
Hey!
So what's going on? Guys, y'all have a good expo?
Oh, man. It is so busy, dude.
Biggest one today.
So crazy.
This is the first break I've had since this morning. Obviously, I got DentMate. We're with DentMate Pro, and we've been busy. It's been good, man. Hanging out with Dave Screen. He's my neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good time.
Yeah, I bet.
I became his photographer. He asked me to take pictures of him. Been busy.
Yeah. Nice.
And we've got a Golden Mike Award-winning...
One day we'll...
In the house.
Impossible. Alex, you don't want to come up? Come sit on Daddy's lap. Tell everybody. Dent Digest. When does Dent Digest go?
After us.
How are you going to follow this?
I don't know.
With your golden mic? Yeah. Hey, get that. Don't get that too close. I don't want to touch it. It's bad luck.
Bad juju.
Love your show.
Yeah, you love your show. I'm voting for y'all.
Congratulations.
Well deserved. We'll let you espouse your opinions on your Golden Mike award winning show. Leave the nerdiness to us.
Yeah. They just qualify. Hey,
here we are. Hey, speaking of nerdy, I want to take it down a notch from our normal what have yous and what will yous, because I do want to talk something serious about the PDR industry, and that is NAPDART, the National Alliance of PDR Technicians.
Yes, sir.
I'm a member. Pretty sure you guys are too. And I think it's important. I think not a lot of people know about it or exactly what they do. So I wanted to bring them on.
Yeah, that's it.
And we'll talk to a member of the NAPDART board. He's grabbing his free guest beer as we speak.
How are you?
It's Tommy Clayton, everybody, from the National Alliance of PDR Technicians. Why don't you just tell everybody a little bit about NAPDART, what you do? Okay. Give us the opener spiel.
No problem. We started in 2006. We were coming to the show. Saw things in the industry, we were like, man, something's got to be done. We can change this. And so we formed. There was a group of us on the time. It's before Facebook. We were on boarding.com, got together, and rolled on with it. So we started in 06, had a long association with the Automotive Service Association, where I actually served on their operations committee, and did some things where we found great synergy between the body shop business, the body shop associations, and us.
Yeah.
We've done metal studies. We prove that aluminum is harder to push. So now when you go and present this information, hey, I got to do a 25% markup for aluminum, and they look at you, well, you don't have anything to prove it. Yeah, I do. Here's the study. And we're looking at renewing that study within probably the next few months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's big news.
Yeah, and it'll probably feature some high-strength steels, that kind of stuff, to prove that that's similar to aluminum and different than regular steels. We're also, we just try to look out for the industry. When New Jersey a few years ago came in, and it happened to be the Dent Wizard, they shut Dent Wizard doing PDR in certain places without a body shop license. Well, to have a body shop license, you had to have brick and mortar building, frame machine. It was treated just like your body shop. So, actually got installed on the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission and got all that changed, and so PDR can keep going there. There's been laws in New Hampshire that we testify before their Senate subcommittees to get laws changed, where if an estimator intentionally underestimates a vehicle, it's a fine. He can lose his license for that.
Really?
And so we made the trip to up there to get that done.
Huh. Love it. Love it. Yeah. So you guys are handling the behind the beat, behind the scenes business aspects, the lawmaking aspects that is going to be over just about every PDR technician's head. Like, this is not something that your average tech is just going to be able to go in, figure out who these boards are and what strings to pull and how to get that kind of stuff taken care of. And
what's unique about that is some of us, I mean, I'm a regular dent guy. I tell everybody I'm just a dumb dent guy. I push metal. Done it for 30 some years. Done lost track. But with the collective group that we have of all our members, we can get about anything accomplished. We can put a filler out and go, hey, does anybody know who's in this state?
Yeah.
Who's here? Who's doing this?
Yeah.
Well, let's move ahead. Or our alliances with ASA. I've got it.
Hudson Tansy. Brought to you by Hudson Tansy, folks.
It's failing. I can't believe it.
Get them back on the
already. Exactly. But we're able to do things, and I lost my whole train of thought. Thanks, Hudson. But we're always looking to help you.
Yeah.
It'll come back to what I was going to say a while ago.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And folks can come over to the booth and sign up here.
Yep.
And if they're not at MTE, can they go to the website and sign up?
You can go to the website and sign up. If you have issues going to the website and sign up, call Ricky. Ricky Bain.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Ricky.
Not everybody knows Ricky. There's so many new guys coming in.
You're right.
You got to remember it.
That's true.
The tiny, tight-knit group we used to be is ever expanding, and it's crazy. Like, when you think of, I mean, my first MTE was 2019.
Oh, wow.
Which makes me seem like a young, bumpy guy like you. But even you think of 2019 to this show,
it's massively huge.
We're growing leaps and bounds every year.
Yeah.
And it's important that guys know that NAPNART is out there. They're looking out for our best interests. And if you want to support the industry, you should probably be a member of NAPNART. Pay attention to the kinds of things they're doing so that you're up to speed on what is coming, and you know, don't get yourself in a position where you got nowhere to turn when, you know, one of your lawmakers tries to make some stupid rule, like you gotta have a frame machine to fix a dent.
Exactly.
Because we all know that that's not the case. But so what is the website?
The website's napdrt.org.
napdrt.org. napdrt.org. So yeah, guys, check it out for sure. If you're not a member, become a member.
Call any of us. Our phone numbers are listed on there. Come by the booth.
Right on the website.
Right on the website.
Okay.
Come by the booth. All of our board members, to be a member, you have to be a technician that pushes metal. So we did that when we first started so that we wouldn't have larger companies come in and fill the membership ranks with executives and this. And not that we don't need those people, But as an organization, we started for the technician.
Yeah.
And we are all technicians. All of us still push metal every day.
Love it.
Good.
Love it.
Awesome, man.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, Tommy. I think we got everything we need.
Yes.
We got a gaggle of geese to get on this to get on this podcast. So we're gonna say thank you.
Yeah.
Get over to the NapDart booth. Get over to napdart.org. Get signed up, and we'll see you all there.
Sounds super.
All right.
And I hope I didn't break the camera.
Ah, I think you're fine.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. All right. Who's it going to be? Who's going to be? Next up.
Hey,
left nut. Next up. It's rock and roll. Rock and roll. Let's do it. There.
Oh, woo! Welcome back.
Woo!
What's up, Matt?
Or
Macio.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Attaboy.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers,
happy MTE.
Happy MTE.
Yep.
Fantastic, man.
Well, man, how's your booth going,
man?
Get a grip.
It's going great. It's busy.
Yeah.
A lot of attendees, man. This is I don't know about you two, but I think this is probably the biggest show I've been to.
It
for
is.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I really do. The vendors, I think there's the most vendors.
Detailers are strong.
I don't know. There might be more detailer vendors than
there is. I think there is. They're owning the whole
right
side. We've
got some
and
booths
and over here.
We're looking at this booth right now. It's so
elaborate. Look at this booth.
I mean,
this booth is huge.
It looks like a store.
Show them, Mike.
I don't miss
show
them.
Everything goes wrong, guys. It's my fault.
You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry.
Technical difficulties. I guess we're not all that nerdy.
Welcome back, folks.
All right, get back.
Technical
there.
Difficulty. Well, anyways, show's really drilling really big.
Yeah.
I was just mentioning how many vendors are here. I think the most vendors I've seen, and I think more of them are detailers than dent vendors.
There's a lot of detailers.
Awesome.
A lot of good detail stuff.
Hey, I'm going to just make it short and sweet. I just, it's busy, so I don't have a lot of time to nerd out, but I'm going to show the people that don't know me. I specialize in making a really nice umbrella for techs that work outside. So if you're a technician that needs to be in the shade and stay cool, and stay dry, I make a big 82-inch umbrella that attaches to your vehicle, right? What I changed for the customers that do know me, this is the new setup, a little more streamlined, right? What's going on here is
beefy, bud.
Yeah, this is stainless steel.
Yeah.
Big beefy handle. So my previous
it's girthy.
My previous setup, it had two different handles. This is a little more streamlined, easier to use. Big, man handle. You can adjust it, articulate it. One handle, lock it in place. Done. So that goes. That attaches to any of your umbrellas or the get a grip umbrella.
How much is this?
Same price, John. So at the show, we're doing a special. If you guys are watching this, I'm also running a special on my website today and tomorrow. And then that's at getagripnow.com. You go there, you still get the 20% off that I'm offering at the show. That expires Sunday evening. So if you're watching this today or tomorrow, make sure to go to Get a Grip Now. And I am doing a 20% off on all my tools and accessories at Get a Grip Now. Now, also talking about accessories, this is the new tool. I've had a couple of a couple techs keep asking me about a phone holder. So this here, boom.
That's nice.
That's sick.
Right? And so that'll attach to your customer's vehicle or any of your smooth surfaces that you have around you. I'll carry this in a claw configuration. So if you want to attach it to like a light stand or your toolbox, you can have that option too. So if you don't want the suction cup. So of all you technicians that want to do like a nice time-lapse video of your repair, now you have a phone holder. And for you guys go, well, I don't have an Apple phone. This is not going to work because this is magnetic. And so I also have it in a variant here that'll hold any phone.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
There you go.
And that's a Pro Max. That's the biggest. That's the biggest iPhone you can get.
Exactly.
So that fits in there.
And then, again, this is similar to the strong arm. You guys are familiar with my heat gun holders. You have two adjustments, so you can really articulate that and put it in whatever configuration, and then lock it in place, and you're good to go. So if you guys are wondering, these retail for just $40. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
it
has a nice little... Yep.
That's dope.
$40.
$40, y'all.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, it comes with the suction cup. Comes with the phone holder. And this even comes with a little ring. So let's say you don't have a magnet, right? Or a case is too bulky. It comes with a little 3M magnetic little ring. You can put that on your phone, and then it'll make it that way too. But, yeah, that's it. So with the new and improved Get a Grip umbrella holder, some phone holders, check my booth out. I'm next to the Denton Olympics area, and then also you can check me out at getagripnow.com, and that's it.
All right, so we're done with the Armijo giving his professional presentation of all his new shit. Let's go. What's on your because you're a tech every day. You push metal.
I wonder why pizza gets
delayed. I know, right? I wonder why.
Son of a bitch. What's on your shopping list as far as tools that? What have you seen, heard of anything that you gotta have besides obviously you already have all this?
Good question. I know my wedge light from Edgy Tools.
Yeah,
it's not charging, so I definitely gotta get a new one of those.
Yeah,
those are a nice door wedge. God,
dude, if you start with one of them, you can't go back.
You charge it one time, it lasts for a year.
Yeah, I had it for like a year and a half, and I went to charge it, didn't charge. So
I've charged mine once in a year.
Yeah, Dave will take care of you too most of the time.
We'll talk to Dave about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. What other tool? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I haven't shopped around. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah. I suppose. Working. Yeah, it's been crazy. I'm sure you haven't had time.
Yeah.
I haven't either. Really. I got a couple razor tails from Rick over at Excalibur.
Yeah.
There's a specific configuration that I was looking. I had that I lost the green skinny green handle with the vertical handle, and he had three available. I bought all three of them. So. Sorry, guys. So, ask Rick next year to make some more of them. But other than that, I have not been able to shop anywhere. I've been at A1, obviously, Hales Angels and all the Reaper stuff. But Boyette's got a really cool hood stand that goes on a Husky table.
That's nice.
So I'm going to be getting that for sure, and some other stuff, too, from the PDR Tool Person of the Year. That's
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's big,
thank you.
Big congrats. Yeah. Hey, you'll get yours, bud. You'll get yours. Keep making the camera mounts. You'll get there.
A little more moonshine and a couple more camera mounts.
Yeah. You'll be there. You'll be there licking splits.
Rip at a time, baby.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, guys.
You're going to get back to the booth?
I got
to
go.
This is not a typical Armijo showing.
No, it's too busy.
I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but what the fuck?
No, I'm disappointed. Right, brother?
All right. See you at the booth.
See you later, gamer.
Hey, we're going to bring up Amanda.
What did he tell you to get your caboose?
Introduce.
Oh, introduce.
All right, guys. Continuing on with Dent Nerds, we are with Amanda Christensen. Tell us about yourself.
I'm a bookkeeping nerd.
Perfect. Perfect for a nerdy podcast like yours.
Absolutely. So we do bookkeeping for PDR guys.
Okay.
So
what's the name of the company and how do they get a hold of you?
Prime Accounting Team.
Okay.
And our website is primeaccountingteam.com.
Okay.
And all our information's on there. I'm walking around MTE with my backpack, and I've got an iPad on the back playing a video.
You need to showcase that. We need to see that.
Yeah,
Everybody wants to check
this out. Oh, backpack, wow. QR code, Austin Powers. I don't even know what account is.
That is super cool. I
love
that.
I love it.
Wow.
That So one of my partners is Brandon Birch. He's also in with Shane Jacks. I got some business cards here.
I'll take one.
Over by Den Olympics. We've got, sorry, our names are a little hard to read.
That's okay.
That's what happens when you
nice
buy them on Vistaprint.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't tell. But, so yeah, Brandon came up with some great stickers. We've got some spray bottles left and some little mini parts trays, magnetic parts trays.
Okay. Yeah.
So, so Brandon, he came up with some funny ones.
So what do you think about our industry?
What do I think about the industry?
Are you blown away by today?
This is probably, I don't know, my fourth or fifth MTE.
We just met.
Yeah, we just met. Yeah. So actually, I'm one of the owners of Iowa Dent Solutions.
Oh, okay.
Jack and John.
Me and John both spent some time down there.
Time with us 1 week together, which was one hairy week. we didn't get a lot of sleep that week. There was a lot of staying up late, drinking and talking, but. I started out in the auto industry selling American cars to Germany.
Nice.
And then I met my husband. That was weird. He was doing PDR, closed up his shop, was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And did some construction together for a while. I was in banking. I wanted out of banking and did some construction. And he's like, all right. Back to PDR. I want to do PDR again.
All right.
So he was doing PDR for a dealership. They said, hey, would you like to be our general manager for the body shop? We took that job. I took a job for a small mom and pop shop. So we both did conventional repair for several years.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, I'm tired of this. Going on back to PDR. So,
right.
And he kept doing PDR through it, you know. Hey, we got some hail. Can you fix it? You know, I know you getting those calls, you know,
yeah,
so he was like, why am I not doing this? So we started our own again. And so I was doing the books.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister has a bookstore and she says, hey, will you do my books? And then I have a friend that has a masonry company. Hey, will you do my books? So I started doing everybody's books. And I'm like, okay, then our business got busier. And I was like, I can't do everybody's books.
Right.
And so the idea started forming slowly. And then I met Brandon and Shane. They came and helped with storms. And I was like, there's this huge gap where
I've seen this in our industry before, different things. And insurance is one. I can't think of it. And
MTRX, I think, was a big example, you know, where we were originally handwriting all of our quotes.
I'm familiar,
I
understand. That's.
But that's how what everybody did.
Well, that's why I created Bootmate, because at the time, Mobiltech RX and us were coming out at the same time.
Right.
They both had the idea to help the
That was a big deal to have any form of estimating
software.
Especially
on hail.
Yes.
You know, you got the scope sheets where you circle the numbers, and you got a little tiny box you're trying to scribble in.
Like, I remember meeting my business partner and him handing me like 20 invoices of paper.
Yeah.
At a meeting, I dropped 30, 40 minutes to meet.
We did the same thing.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. It was antiquated, and I think it made the industry seem less legitimate.
Yeah.
And soon as we got, you know, hey, you know, we would seem more legitimate if we had estimating software.
You know what? Having my booth, because I'm in software, obviously, and all day today, I've had at least 10 customers who were not using anything.
Yeah.
My mind. Yeah.
Really?
And I get it 10 years ago, that was the norm.
Yeah, then,
right.
Yeah.
But now,
still.
And I'm like, and I did everything I could to show them, and some of them, they're on board, some of them,
right.
And they're like, I don't know.
And, you know, MTRX was great, but I don't think they are keeping up with the industry, and, you know, so I think that a lot of people are going on to CCC just to be, you know, if you're getting these bigger jobs and you're dealing a lot with insurance, it's learning their language.
We pair WebS with Bitmate, and it's a great it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah. So there's got to be levels of this, and I think that there is a place for every level.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to do that with Prime Accounting Team, where we've got a package for every level. We customize it for everybody.
That's a huge need for our industry, because a lot of us, we're trying to go to a CPA, we're trying to explain what we do, certain type of business expenses, write-offs, however you want to call it, and all sorts of things. And it's like trying to speak a foreign language to an accountant. And it's it can be very frustrating.
I got a new tax guy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave him the 1099s were all just went out. And he was like, what in the world do y'all do?
Right. Yeah. I had no idea.
You got all these big numbers, and they're like
big numbers in and out. Lots of 1099s.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and they're sitting there looking at it, going, "Are these legit? Yeah, or should these be employees?" And you're like, "No, they live in another state. They come and stay here."
Yeah, they were only here for 3 weeks. Like what?
Yesterday, me and Jack attended the roundtable shop discussion.
Great
discussion. Matt Moore, our writer, he was hosting that with three other guys. And,
no, we don't want you, John.
All right.
We're actually kind of talking about
Matt. I mean, there's a lot of openings in the industry for all kinds of things.
But, yeah, absolutely.
You know, kind of the idea for this came from, you know, I'm in the 20 group with Jack and John, and you know, between that, I'm a nerd with books. I read a lot.
Yeah.
So the E-Myth. You know, and that and trying to figure out, you know, hey, you know, we've got pain points in the industry.
Yep.
What are some of these pain
points?
That's
a huge pain point.
It's a huge pain point. Yep. And so I was talking to Brandon Birch and Shane, and I was like, you know, what do you guys think of this? And they're like, oh my God, we need this. And, you know,
a lot of money's being generated in our industry.
Yeah. And again, makes this more legitimate.
Yeah,
I mean, this time it's to the IRS, but. You know,
and that's very important.
That's very important.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to. So I think it's really important just in general to have that confidence in your business that you're legit. I mean, that we do have a lot of mind trash. We've got a lot of head trash. So
definitely.
And
having the right accountants are going to go a long way for your business.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're targeting. And it can be anything from the hail chaser to the guy out on a route, the guy with one man show at a brick and mortar, all the way up to a shop with 15 techs in it. I mean, it doesn't matter. We can figure it out and help people understand the finance part without having to recreate it. We're kind of like the R&I guy for that. So that's one of our stickers. I don't have any with me anymore, but one of them is push dents, not paper.
Yep, I've seen that.
That sounds great to me. I agree with that terminology.
Absolutely.
All right, Amanda. So how can they reach you one more time for the audience?
We're gonna do. I almost gave our Iowa Dents one. It's primeaccountingteam.com. And if you see me, I've got the iPad. Just tell me to hold still and snap that QR code, and it'll send you to.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
That's the card. Yeah, it's hard to see on there. Get it. Get just the right reflection on there.
Right.
But,
there we go.
All right. Then it'll send you to a landing page, and it'll tell us that you want to.
Awesome. Hit us up at Den Nerds. We'll get you in contact with us.
Yeah,
no problem.
We'll help out.
Thank you guys.
All right, thank you. Nice to meet you finally.
Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Appreciate
Thanks, Jack.
Absolutely. Yep.
Coming back. Hey, Zandy, stick around. We'll get you out here.
Oh, what's going on? What is going on?
We're playing musical chairs.
I heard.
Mr. Matt Moore.
What's going on, dude?
Not much, man.
Y'all doing all right?
Oh, man, the show's been amazing.
It's always amazing. It's always entertaining. And here, it's like, you know, you're up on like a stage. There's an audience, and they're like, walk, and then everyone's trying to distract you.
This radio real thing.
It's fun. It's good.
Real quick, Matt, like yesterday I attended the roundtable meeting.
For being there. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, that was standing room only, dude. I was in the back starting out. John kept driving. John couldn't even get in.
Yeah. I told him and Jack to save me a spot.
So finally,
they were crunched in.
That was actually a funny story.
Seats opened up during the presentation, and I got to sit up front. And man, I'll tell you what, you guys are doing.
It was a cool opportunity. Last year, you know, obviously we have a couple shops, a lot of services. And last year they came to us and said, you know, would you be open to doing a chat about opening a shop and what that looks like? And to me, I didn't feel super comfortable just getting up there and saying, this is how you do it. Because the honest truth is, just like everybody else, we're all just taking it a step at a time. And like,
we think is the right move, and it has worked so far in a lot of ways, but we're all kind of blazing a path that's never been done before. Yeah. And so it was much more comfortable to me to invite other shop owners that are successful, doing it totally different than me, to all talk about why this is their blue ocean, why they chose this service, why, you know. So it was great because we had, you know, Corey's doing Restore Effects, and he's doing PDR, and he's doing window and some touch up,
and then
Works Your Hand. Gene's doing some training and wholesale, and Chris Ray doesn't do anything other than training and PDR and only retail PDR. And I've got like 23 different services we're offering at any time, and so it just was a neat kind of opportunity to all, and to show that to the audience, we all kind of were like, this is how you need to be thinking. This is like, consistently, you need to be thinking about it these ways, thinking about who you want to be as a business, thinking about what kind of business you want, what kind of life you want for yourself. There's zero wrong with saying, I want to be the best PDR tech I can ever be. That's all I ever want to be. There's zero wrong with that. There's also zero wrong with saying, I want to be that, and I want to grow a shop.
Right.
So I want to hire an office manager to help do that. And I want to create a marketing team to do that. I'm going to stay the tech.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so everybody can create these different models that mixes for your needs. And we love chatting about it. It's great.
As you know, I'm a 2-year shop owner now. Right. Newbie.
Yep.
And you guys have helped me out so much, man. You, Corey, Gene. I haven't talked to Chris much. I really enjoyed listening to him yesterday.
Chris Ray is one of the sharpest guys.
Yeah.
And the deal with Chris is this. He's super anal and granular on himself. Like, he gets super specific into these, like, you know, what marketing landing page, this and this, what process. And so even, like, we did, like, a pre-show kind of Zoom meeting to talk about the presentation to kind of guide what we want to do.
Yeah.
And all three, everybody else is, like, looking at Chris and being like, jeez, man. You're making me feel so bad.
Yeah. I mean, all you all.
Great, he was great.
Wow.
And I'll be honest with you, as a shop owner, I have took a lot of tidbits from you all for the years. I'll give you a call. Corey Kleinfeld, huge shop a long time. You know, yesterday, man, it was just great to hear you guys. But there's some things I heard yesterday that I didn't want to hear, but I needed to hear.
You remember anything?
That's a huge one. I've been
employee, not W nut.
15 years. I have an office manager. It's my sister, actually.
Yeah.
I hired her. Best hire we've done in the shop.
Yeah. To me, I want to build a culture. That's my thing. And if I build a culture and I tell someone that I'm putting my blood, sweat, tears into it, and I'm asking them to represent me when I'm not there, but I don't, I'm only kind of halfway. I'm just writing them a check, but there's no, like, long-term, you know, at any point we could sever ties. Like, it just feels like you got one foot in the boat and one not. And so for me, it's about building this culture. The people who are there, they get it, they want it, and they can do it, right?
Yeah.
They get what we're doing, they get what we're about, they get what their role is, they want to be a part of it, and they can execute and do the job. And so, you know, I'm huge into culture, I'm huge into building that team.
It's like an analogy, it's like a football team.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Culture means everything. You know?
And as a shop owner, I'm basically kind of a coach of a team, or maybe a GM of a pro team, and I'm putting team, I mean, I'm really more of a GM because I'm putting managers that are the coaches, and, you know, and I have to kind of, for me, any version of success I've had has been because I've basically hired good people and gotten out of the way.
Yeah.
And that's genuine, like, just like a GM. You can't go down there and block or tackle or do
it.
Yeah.
It's hard, man.
And it seems like, I mean, and I don't know nothing, only what I see on Instagram and Facebook, you know, I see the videos you put out. It seems like all your guys are happy and moving in one direction. But I do know one of your former employees that I've talked to, and,
Kane's awesome,
and he's a great dude, and he loves PDR and he loves what he does, and he loved working for you. Yeah. It just didn't work out.
He drove an hour and a half for us, and he took a huge pay cut to go from being a painter to be PDR.
But that speaks volume to me, to have a former employee speak so highly of you, and it wasn't you know the parting of ways wasn't more location based than anything.
His wife got pregnant, she had a baby, and he was like, I can't make the community. That was literally what I could.
Yeah.
And I genuinely was like, Kane is going to be an incredibly successful. Kane's awesome. He's a rock star. And I really, really enjoyed working with him and learned a lot from him, too. He's a hardworking guy. And to me, I always, like, the thing that makes me feel the most version of, hey, me doing something right, is judging based on the people that want to be a part of what we're doing.
Right.
right? So when I get that application or when I get that call from the guy who's like, holy smokes, this kind of caliber guy wants to be a part of what we're doing, and I'm not having to like go bang down doors to beg someone, like, that's the affirmation to me. And that's the most important to me. So it's good.
Well, and it speaks about, I mean, I've had the pleasure of being at, you know, some mega media events and other events where hear you talk about how you've developed your processes and built your business and knowing your story and how you had to go all in at one point. And, you know, every business owner has that story, but, you know, the way you've presented it, it always makes me happy for you. And I'm always happy to hear what you have to say because, if I had half the brain of that one.
For me, there's a lot of guys in this industry that over the years challenged us on the original PDR College, was challenging us on pricing, right? Yep. Bryce Kelly challenges us to push the limits on what we can do repair-wise, right? Paul Corden challenges us to be proud of what we do and to fight insurance if we need to, whatever it is. I just want a challenge to run it a little bit more like a real business.
Yeah, right,
so that's maybe where I'm at, is that I'm just trying to run it the most like a proven business model that is scalable. Because let's be honest, the numbers that come through for PDR aren't realistic in most industries. The margins that you get aren't realistic. It's not a super scalable model as a result. And so I am trying to run it like a quote unquote real business that understands our numbers, tries to really be as analytical as possible, but we could be doing better. And again, it just, it makes us constantly realize we're really far away from the finish line.
Yeah.
But it makes us kind of always have a goal to go towards.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned this yesterday, man. It is easier to have a pickup truck and some tools
in the bag. A whole lot easier.
And nothing wrong with it. You make a great living. I've done it for years. But when you get to shop, it is different. It's a new horizon. You definitely need to have a plan.
Yeah. And it's not sustainable. I mean, I'm 45.
Yeah.
My shoulder hurts. I'm not. I can't be
in March, dog.
The volume required to enjoy some of the things I've enjoyed over the last few years is going to take a toll on your body.
Yep.
And, having a shop for that extra stream of revenue is a better exit plan, and being able to fold all that in and learn, and I obviously have gone a different direction with tools and whatnot, but
we talked about in the show yesterday. I've been in the shop business for 7.5 years, got 21 team members now, and I still make less today than I did before.
That was my
100% God's honest truth, and I am not I am middle of the pack getting paid in my company, but. You have to think about this. I own 100% equity in something that's a whole lot more valuable than it was 7 years ago.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so it's me buying stocks, and mentally I'm buying stock low to one day either sell high or benefit from or whatever. Yeah. I have zero interest in selling.
You're buying stock in Matt Moore.
I'm buying
stock. I don't know what that ticker is, but if I could type that into my Schwab account, I'll put some money on it.
Right. We'll throw it on Robinhood. It's M&M.
Love it.
Yesterday was great, man. I was really happy. A lot of guys.
It was great. We were very, very humbled. All four of us were kind of like didn't know really what to expect. Super humbled, I didn't take it as like, oh, we want to see these guys. It was just that beans were kind of we're maybe getting a pulse of like where the industry's going, which is, more consolidation, more shops, more taking it seriously with insurance, and you know, we work with body shops every day, but there's going to be times in the future where maybe that doesn't need to be the case. And so, if nothing else, it showed that we were in at least in the right direction as far as our thinking about where the industry
is. The other thing I'll make a note is the reason there was four of you, like yesterday, everyone has a different perspective about the shop and a way to do the shop. And, it was great to hear all of you.
Previewed the show, we went through and all talked about how we did it ourselves. We just the four of us. And so we noted and said, okay, well, I'd love to hear you tell the audience why you do this.
Did you guys not? You did a podcast.
Yeah, we did. We hopped on somebody's, maybe Ginger or something.
Ginger Bros?
Yeah. We hopped on with those guys.
Yeah, and if you guys weren't here yesterday, didn't have the opportunity, I'm sure that video will come out.
Yeah, we recorded it, and I'm going to throw it on YouTube. I don't know if it'll be this week or whatever, but I am going to throw it up there, and it was really great. And it was all questions that we didn't make it anyway. It was all questions that were submitted through the podcast or through Facebook posts asking questions that people wanted to know.
Yeah.
And then we took turns kind of multiple guys answering their perspectives. So that was kind of what we did.
I would just encourage anybody, like, if you want to know more about that, find that older podcast and then, you know, look in the days or weeks to come for the education day presentation. And,
yeah, it's good.
If any kind of business you're running, and even for me, I run a mobile PDR business, I still get tons of takeaways from you guys all the time. And so
the shop's not for everybody, you know, and it's not to do it.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with mobile business. I did it, you know, gave me a great living.
I look back at mobile once a week and I'm like, man, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I promise you, it's not grass is greener.
Lifestyle. You just have to. I don't have to be there from 8 to 6 every day. And I know you don't anymore either because you put the processes in place.
Yeah, but I have to put my pillow on my head at night. Thinking about the payroll that's coming up next month. And those are headaches and scary. And you're unchaining yourself to one thing and you're chaining yourself to something else.
Yep.
So that's the important thing that I hope guys took away was it's more important not to say, how do I do it? But more important to ask yourself, who do I want to be? What do I want to be? What does the good life look like for me? What does success look like for me?
Yeah.
And really have a plan and then move towards it instead of just doing the same thing and wishing you had, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that was what was in common with all four of us is that at some point we said, we want to change what we're doing. And we all just took some bold, scary steps and are kind of looking back at it now feeling like it was the right move.
It's great. We're in an industry where we get knowledge like that. We appreciate you, man.
Well, that stuff aside, you're still attacked. When's the last time you pushed a dent?
Wow.
Line?
I'm like the back. I'm the third line. I'm the third string relief pitcher.
All right.
I'm the when we're either really really up or really really down, and the innings don't matter. I do it for stress relief.
Yeah, therapy sometimes.
So like if somebody's sick. And then one of my techs moves its covering, and then a walk-in dent comes in. I'm the guy they call.
Right.
But they kind of only give me the gravy because they don't want to have to apologize to the customer for the quality.
All right. So what have your techs sent you to get? Is there anything on your shopping list at MTE or anything you've seen so far that?
Well, the problem is, like a month ago, they bought every tension releasing tool that existed. And so we don't have anything major. There was a couple of tabs and some knockdowns. I wanted the tornado tabs that Hudson did.
Yeah.
They wanted us to look at those. They need more of your tabs because those are, everybody loves those and that's everybody's favorite. So they probably ordered online already. The honest to God truth, the only thing I've bought is the young lady at the umbrella stand at the she's got a little thing going. She's selling beaded bracelets, and I bought a little squishmallow keychain.
That's the only thing I paid for it.
She's a heck of a salesman.
I know. I threw it in my bag. It's the only thing I bought all day.
She charges me double every year.
I love it though. I was over there. I was like, "Tell me what you got."
Thanks, Kate. Awesome. I'll be over in a minute. Don't worry.
I'll bring
a
wallet.
That's good. That's good. Well, thank you guys for having me. If there's anything y'all ever need, obviously, give me a call. I do. Yep. February, I think it's 23rd. We're doing a Ceramic 101 training at my shop with my team. It's kind of built for, Andy Patrick did it, and a bunch of guys have done it, but it's kind of built for if you're in the PDR world, body shop, or whatever it is, and are considering adding additional services, in my opinion, the easiest kind of one to capture that marries really well with PDR is ceramic coating. And the reality is you can watch YouTube videos of ceramic coat cars, but you can't watch YouTube videos and learn how to paint correctly.
Right.
And if you talk to a real detailer and a real paint corrector, the way that we wet sand cars is very similar to like drilling a hole in a car. Like it's kind of looked down on because we're eating through so much clear coat.
Right.
And so what we teach and what we learn is how to correctly paint correct a single stage or a two stage corrected car. We learn how to coat the vehicles with high level. We use G-Technic ceramic coatings that are real ceramics that you go do. And we talk about our entire process of what, how we choose the pads, the polishes, and the products to use that go along with it. And it's all very hands-on. And then I talk a lot about the marketing and how we sell and some objections we get overcome. So it's kind of an all-in-one. And because I have a content manager on staff, we shoot a commercial for you using the footage of you doing it, talking to your clients about introducing that you do ceramic coating, what it is. So we do a whole video, you walk away with it.
Ceramic coating 101 with Matt Moore.
That's it, with my team. It's
when is it?
23rd, 24th of February. Monday and Tuesday.
What does that class cost?
It's 2 days, $1,400. So it's $700 a day. It's super.
I'm glad everything's okay. Hey, have you got a website or a phone number? Maybe somebody wanted to look for it or sign up.
Yeah, you can DM me. I didn't actually prepare and have that in my back pocket, but it's easyautospa.com. I think it's /ceramic101. I think, but I'd have to look. But DM me if you have any questions on Facebook or whatever. And you know, we've already got. I think
you slide into the DMs just like the water slide off your car.
David Haxton, I think, is bringing one of his guys up and doing it. We've got a good little crew already signed up to do it, and we're adding. I think we have two more spots for this one, and the goal is to do this about twice a year, to kind of add this to some offerings.
Yeah, sounds like a hell of a deal. I'm not even interested in ceramic coating. I mean, I'm interested in it. I doubt I'll be adding it as a service, but I'm like, that's a lot of value.
Well, it's great. It is. I mean, and it's more about who you know than what you know, and G-Technic really likes us a lot. We have a great relationship. I think they haven't announced it yet that our company is number 5 or 6 in 23 of North American sales.
Nice, man.
So, and we're a freaking PDR company, and we didn't do it at all 4 years ago. It's a huge part of our sales now. Wow. Ceramic coating is about a third of what we do in total sales now. And PPF's about a third, and PDR is about a third, and tint, and then, well, it's like 30-30-30, and window tint's about 10%. And that's literally how we're, unless it's hail, we are equal all those services. PDR is great for us, but those other services are really good. That's really valuable. But ceramic is the one that I can teach, and if you do it once or twice with me and go back home and do it once or twice by yourself, you'll be fine. You're good at that point. So if anyone has any questions about it, hit me up. We're wrapping up. Thank you guys again. Thank you guys. I'll leave room for the good looking guys now.
Thanks, Matt.
We done? Any more guests? Are we done?
I think we got all the guests done here.
Okay.
What are we at? Almost an hour. We're close to 2:00.
Yeah.
We don't want to block the Golden Mike Award winner, so we better get out of here.
Heads off the shutty.
You already won. What more do you want?
Hats off to Shuddy, man. Look at this.
Oh, don't touch it. This bad look.
Look. Well deserved. This man, Ryan Shuddy.
Shuddy.
Big Digest, baby.
Yep, that's all coming Shuddy. Up next.
Yep.
Coming up next, tune in to Dent Digest live on Facebook and YouTube. Until then, keep it nerdy. Get your ass to MTE.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.